This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Traditional revenue sources for public media and really the media at large are declining this year, and we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
Lululemon is joining an exclusive club. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Starting today, athleisure wear maker Lululemon Athletica will debut on the S&P 500. It will replace Activision Blizzard, because that was acquired by Microsoft. Marketplace's Justin Ho looks at what it means for a company to join the S&P 500.
There are plenty of perks that come with an S&P 500 membership card.
Being on the S&P 500 gives you more visibility.
That's Will Getzman, a finance professor at Yale. He spent decades following what happens when companies join the S&P 500. The big perk is a slice of the more than $5.5 trillion parked in mutual funds and ETFs that simply buy whatever's in the index.
When a company's added to something like the S&P 500, a whole bunch of funds buy that firm, and then the price goes up.
That investment comes with some complications. Drew Pascarella at Cornell University says companies prefer to be judged on their individual performance, like how well Lululemon's mid-rise pants are selling. But when a company joins an index, those factors can lose relevance.
There are institutional investors that are buying and selling an index, not based on what Lululemon is doing, but based overall on macroeconomic factors.
That means big investors might start selling if they're worried about, say, global economic growth, interest rates, or consumer confidence.
As opposed to understanding that those macro factors might be more limited in their impact on one company versus others.
Big investors have also been getting more aggressive when it comes to environmental and social issues, says Evan Raleigh at the University of Connecticut.
There's like a social contract that institutional investors believe firms have with society to behave in ways that are pro-social.
So those issues will likely become more important for any company that joins the S&P 500. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
After an explosion hit a hospital in Gaza, killing 500 people, Palestinian and Israeli officials blamed each other, and leaders of Arab states called off a planned visit with President Biden, who will instead only visit Israel. His trip was aimed at preventing the Israel-Hamas war from spreading. Concerns over economic consequences of this war take a far back seat to the human tragedy. But there are geopolitical risks to the global economy, as Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
There are lots of ways the Israel-Hamas war could play out. The worst-case scenario, direct conflict between Israel and Iran.
The geopolitical pot is just boiling.
Bernard Baumol is chief global economist at the Economic Outlook Group. He says if the conflict widened to include Syria, global economic growth could decline next year by as much as 1%, and
the global economy would really be on a tightrope over the possibility of a recession.
Baumol says a wider conflict could send oil prices up to $120 a barrel. Other lesser-known commodities could also be affected.
Maybe you remember bromine from high school chemistry class?
Jesse Colvin is an analyst at Height Capital Markets.
It's a key chemical component in electronics, including the manufacturing of semiconductor chips.
Colvin says 74% of the world's bromine supply is produced in the Dead Sea, and Israel's bromine exports could be jeopardized if rockets hit Israeli ports. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Traditional revenue sources for public media and really the media at large are declining this year, and we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
The historic Hollywood writers' strike is over. The actors' strike is not. And if actors aren't acting, all kinds of other TV and film workers are also out of a job. Set builders can't build, editors can't edit. According to the latest jobs report, employment in the motion picture and sound recording industry has declined by some 45,000 jobs since May. LAist's Robert Garova has more.
Greg Gilday is a welder and set builder. He makes spaceships for a living. Not real ones, but the ones like you can see in the new Star Wars Ahsoka series.
One must destroy in order to create.
But right now, Gilday feels like he's fighting a battle in a galaxy not so far away. Because of the Hollywood stalemate, Gilday has been out of work for months.
I've dug into my savings quite extensively and still have about $27,000 in debt that I did not have at the end of April, which is the last time I worked.
He supports the strikers, but the work stoppage is hitting him and thousands of others hard. The Entertainment Community Fund said it's been distributing up to $700,000 each week in emergency grants for struggling workers. Keith McNutt is with the nonprofit and says the strike came just as many workers were still financially recovering from the pandemic.
And people, I think, were just starting to rebuild their reserves, their savings for a rainy day, and it started raining before people were ready.
In some cases, workers have had to get creative to pay the bills. For the past couple of months, they've held swap meets where prop masters, makeup artists, and costume designers can sell personal belongings. Film editor Deandra Luzon was one of some 70 vendors who showed up to sell.
It was really great to see the camaraderie with all of us that are being impacted and just how special that was.
Luzon says she made $1,800 selling off DVDs from her prized Criterion collection, a Darth Vader nutcracker she bought in Germany, and a special doll she'd wanted to keep in the family.
It was a little sad with some of the things. Like I got rid of a Cynthia doll from Rugrats. I was like, well, when I have a girl someday, I'll give her that doll. I don't think that's the extent that we should have to go to survive. I don't think it should ever go here.
Mostly out of work since November, Luzon says she's gone through her savings, brought in a roommate, and started driving for Uber to make ends meet. In Los Angeles, I'm Robert Garova for Marketplace.
Many employees of this program, Marketplace, are members of the SAG-AFTRA union as well, but operate under a different contract and are obviously not on strike. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.